Okay, so now you've got your product set up, your prices set up, your product gives the right access, and you start making sales, right? But when you start making sales, you'll eventually have to deal with a purchase. So you're going to be dealing with customers who want refunds, and you're going to be setting up, maybe you set a price up wrong, and a customer's complaining, or, just you're going to get lots of different requests related to your purchases. And so in this video, I just want to walk you guys through how to manage your purchases and be able to manage those requests. Okay? So first things first, if you click up here and you go to sales purchases right here, this can give you an overview of all of the purchases, right? So this is everything, including all of the products. You can also see this if you go to a specific product, like if you go to sales products and then click on a product. And then click on the purchases tab, you can see the purchases for that product. But if you go to sales purchases, you'll see all of the different purchases from all your products here in one big list. So you can see the different types of purchases. So these are all just like active purchases here. They've been paid. This one's free, so it's a freebie purchase. There's abandoned purchases, pending, authorized, paid, free, refunded. Like there's a whole bunch up here that you could search for in the top, if you have any of those purchases that are in different states, right? So, like pending, for example, they've said they want to pay, but they still have to actually pay you the money, like if they do a bank transfer or something like that. So yeah, I'm not going to go through the details on those, but the state of the purchases here, you can see the different products. So like this purchase is from this product called Test Product, and then this one's from a different product, right? You can see the price they paid at, the money that was received, et cetera, when it was purchased, and all that fun stuff. So if you go into a specific purchase, this is really key. So this is where it looks, might look a little overwhelming at first, actually, just to see all this information, but it's actually not as overwhelming as it might look. So, if you take a look at the purchase summary, this is super helpful. This spot right here, you'll see it was purchased on this date. So, you see exactly when it was purchased, how many, the name, the price they purchased at, right? So, if you need to change the price, you can just click change and choose a different price, whether they paid tax. And then down here, you can see as well if you need to cancel the purchase, it's pretty straightforward. You just click cancel right here. And that's going to cancel the purchase and cut off their access. If you choose freebie, that switches it to a freebie purchase. If you need to refund them, it's as simple as just clicking the refund button right here. And you can choose how much you want to refund. If you choose to credit it to the Visa, that means we are actually going to refund the money back, right? So if the reason we have a don't touch the money option here is if, for example, you refunded them outside of Simplero, right? But you want the purchase in Simplero to reflect that, then we need to come back in here and issue a refund without actually, sending out the money or touching the money so that in Simplero it will show as refunded as well, right? But we don't want to refund them twice since you already refunded them outside of Simplero. So that's why that option is there. But in general, if you haven't refunded them yet, you're refunding them through Simplero, just leave it on whatever card they purchase at. Just leave this checked. And then click refund purchase, and that switches it to a refunded state. You can move it to another product. So if they purchase the wrong product and they need to be moved to a different one, just click that button there. And then down here, you can see there's also the charges and payment section, which is really helpful, to see how much they have paid. If you need to find the receipt, it's right here. You can click on that. You can print it. If you need to resend the receipt, just click on that resend receipt button, that little envelope right here. And the nice thing is that you can edit all of these features, right? So obviously a charge that's already been paid, you can't edit that, but you can edit, when the next charge is going to be, right? So the period ends date is here. Basically, this says April 28th means that this charge would renew again for another monthly, because it's a monthly subscription, right? It would renew again on April 28th. But you could change that to a different date if you need to switch when it's going to renew, right? If you need to turn it off because you don't want them to renew anymore, you can just check this box under auto renew. and make it gray, and that means this will expire at the end of the period on April 28th, right? You can see the amount here. I'm not going to go over adding a charge, issuing a credit, all of these options down here, just because they're a little more advanced. So this video is going to not go into detail on any of these, except for a just collected tax. You know, if you need to, for example, they maybe were not charged the correct amount of tax that they needed to when they first purchased, right? So you can adjust that tax here with this button. That one's pretty simple. But yeah, the other ones, I'll go ahead and leave that for the future guides that you'll take a look at. down here, just to cover this as well, this is showing exactly who is getting access to the content, right? So sometimes the purchaser can be different from the participant, meaning they bought it for someone else. So the purchaser would not actually receive the content and all the emails and access to the course or whatever it is that this product gives access to, the participant does. So sometimes the purchaser is also the participant because they bought it for themselves. Other times, the purchaser is not the participant because they bought it for someone else. So if there's a typo in an email, you can actually fix that email here by editing it right here. But this is the email address that gets access to the content, right? And so it's nice because you can kind of see that here and edit it if you need to. And you can see exactly who is getting access via this spot. Okay, so hopefully that helps you guys out. You know, let us know if you have any questions. Let us know in the comments, and good luck.